Welcome back to High School Football Weekly, along with Travis Wilson of WishSports.net. I'm Justin Hull.
And we'll move right into our next interview guest. Very excited to have on Dan Brunner, retired head coach from Hartford and St. Francis, and the current executive director of the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association. Coach, we appreciate you joining us for a couple minutes today.
My pleasure, Travis.
And you are also a color commentator on TV broadcast for Time Warner Cable Sports. You've got a chance to see some of the better teams in the Milwaukee area this year. What are your thoughts on some of the teams that you've seen and kind of the Milwaukee area in general this year?
Well, you know, it's pretty interesting that there's been a big turnover in a couple of teams, and it looks like there was a little bit of an adjustment period. Like with Wisconsin Lutheran, they certainly have a wealth of talent back. With Kirk DeNoyer leaving, you know, there was a little concern about, are they going to drop off? But we had them the second week, and it looks like they're right back on track. They look very good. Saw a surprisingly wide-open, talented Oak Creek team that has lived and died by the ground game, which for 2 weeks in a row now, their passing game yardage has exceeded their run yardage. And they look like an up-and-coming team. It'll be interesting to see how they match up with an extremely talented Franklin team down the road. So there's a little bit of a changing of the guard. Greendale has, you know, lost the Ringelberg machine there, both the father as a coach and the player. So there's an adjustment there. So, you know, some of the same olds are there. Arrowhead, Olmsted, Muskego. But it'll be interesting to see how the things play out as we go on here.
Dan, is that one of the biggest changes that you've seen over the years, is teams that used to be run? I mean, I played at Germantown under Phil Dadka, and it was wishbone triple option. And a few years back, he's running the spread offense, something I never thought I would see. But, you know, I mean, that seems to be the opening up the game a little bit more relying on your skill players and less on the guys up front.
Yeah, I think you're seeing that. But, you know, In the end, it still boils down to, you better have a ground game in November, and you know those teams seem to rise to the top come playoff time and state championship time. But yeah, even those teams have opened it up quite a bit and become a much more exciting game at the high school level.
We're joined by Dan Brunner, the executive director of the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association. Coach, before we let you go, I do want to ask you about your work with the WFCA. What is an item that the WFCA is working on, either with the coaches, with the WIA, et cetera? What's the next item on the agenda to improve high school football in the state of Wisconsin?
I still think it's, you know, we've adapted well with the climatization, which for 2 years in a row now, we've probably had the most pleasant start of football season weather that you can remember. But so that's worked well. It's an ongoing process with the contact situation. And right now, I just think it's imperative that our coaches get the message out, especially to the youth football families, you know, about the safety of the game. The football has never been safer, never been better coached. Equipment has never been better in the history of the game. So that's kind of our priority right now, you know, overall from the Coaches Association. Within the Coaches Association, we're adopting an academic all-state team, so we're doing a lot more things to honor and publicize the good things that are going on within the programs throughout the state. So that's another thing we're doing.
Coach, we appreciate you taking some time to join us today. And everybody that's interested in joining the WFCA, check out WIFCA.org, not just for head coaches, but also assistants, officials, and any friends of the game at the high school football level. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Anytime.
Well, Travis, some good insight into the Milwaukee area. Take us through some of that schedule here tonight, some of those highlights you're keeping an eye on.
Well, one of the big games in the state, I think, and could be a game of the week, in fact, in the Classic 8 Conference, which we've talked about before, is probably the best conference in the state and very competitive top to bottom. Muskego travels to Waukesha West. Two teams that went about their non-conference schedule a little bit differently. Muskego did not really challenge themselves. They played Racine Park and Milwaukee-Bradley Tech and got a couple blowout victories. Waukesha West played Watertown, and then last week played Carmel Catholic Illinois, a very good team, private school team from Illinois that features a couple of Division I recruits. And that's going to be a very good matchup there. Waukesha West is without their Division I quarterback, Connor Blunt, who suffered an injury in week one and is out for the season. So we'll see how that impacts them the rest of the year. But that's one of the big games in the Milwaukee area. You also look at a game that maybe, you know, on paper isn't a great game, Homestead at Grafton, but there is some intrigue there because Grafton's new head coach is Fritz Rauch, who spent many, many years as the defensive coordinator, outstanding defensive coordinator at Homestead. So some intrigue there. Marquette takes on Sussex Hamilton. Marquette's coming off that loss to Loyola Academy out of Illinois last week. Oak Creek tries to keep it going after a little bit of a surprising 2-0 start. They're on the road at Kenosha Bradford. Cedarburg takes on Whitefish Bay. Shoreland Lutheran and Catholic Central square off. And then in the Wisconsin Little Ten Conference, Wisconsin Lutheran and Watertown meet up in a nice early season conference game.
Well, Travis, we'll wrap things up when we return. We're rolling into week number 3. Travis Wilson of Wisports.net. I'm Justin Hall. More on the way. This is High School Football Weekly.
They are role models and educators. Their work requires a great deal of time and energy for very little pay. Who are these unsung heroes?
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
The simple truth about education-based athletics in Wisconsin is this. Without a committed team of coaches and administrators, it just wouldn't be possible. School sports, they bring out the best in all of us. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Back here one final time, High School Football Weekly. He's Travis Wilson of Wisports.net. I'm Justin Hull as we inch closer to kickoff on our Week 3 Friday night games. And Travis, we took a look at the North. We took a look at the Milwaukee, that southeast portion of the state. What else is going on the schedule tonight for fans to note?
Well, as we look in the Madison area, there's quite a few games of interest and note in the Big 8 Conference, which has been an interesting league to follow so far this year. You have Verona at Janesville Craig. Janesville Craig's off to a little bit of a surprising 2-0 start. And speaking of 2-0 starts, Middleton at Madison East. Madison East is a program that struggled for a number of years, hasn't made the playoffs since 2004, but they're 2-0 to start the season, as is Middleton, who's actually the league favorite. We'll find out if Madison East has staying power in that league race after tonight. Madison La Follette takes on Madison West. And then Madison Memorial and Sun Prairie square off as well. So again, some really good games in the Big 8 Conference. Some other games in the Madison area. Excuse me, Fort Atkinson, a surprise team so far at Mount Horeb-Barneveld. And then in the southwest part of the state, Blackhawk at Pecatonica-Argyle. Both teams are 2-0 in the Six Rivers Conference, and that might be a de facto conference title game down there. And then also transitioning back to Madison, one that I missed, DeForest and Reedsburg. DeForest won the Badger North last year as a co-conference champion, but along the way, Reedsburg beat them 49-27, scoring 42 second-half points in that game to rally for a victory. As we move to the western part of the state and the northwestern part of the state, some really good Big Rivers games. The Big Rivers is going to be interesting this year. I think some of the Eau Claire schools, Chippewa Falls, are improved. And then you got some really outstanding teams at the top with Menominee, Hudson, and Superior. Speaking of Hudson and Superior, they square off this week. Superior makes the trek down to Hudson, who is coming off a very impressive showing against Arrowhead, of course, last week. Nearly pulled that off, that upset, but Arrowhead rallied back for a win. Menominee plays at Eau Claire North. Eau Claire North is 2-0 in the non-conference schedule. And then Eau Claire Memorial takes on Chippewa Falls as well in a nice game. Somerset is the defending Division IV state champion, but they are 0-2 to start the season. They have another tough game in week 3 as they take on St. Croix Central, a newcomer to the Middle Border Conference this year. And actually, defending state champions did not fare well last week. Four of them went down, including Somerset. Also, Lancaster went down to Cuba City, and Lancaster is not any easier this week facing Arcadia. St. Mary Springs lost to Amherst, of course. And then in Division 7, Owen Withey lost to Loyal. So it was not a good week to be a defending state champion.
Travis, final 60 seconds here. Look back to last week and tell us about some of those big-time individual performances that we saw.
In terms of individual performances, in that Amherst Springs game, Garrett Groshek had an outstanding game. Threw for over 120 yards, had a touchdown as well, and then on the ground ran for almost 150 yards and had two scores as Amherst beat St. Mary Springs. Noah Severin from Xavier really came up big And the defensive side of the ball in that game against Seymour, they got a nice win, allowed 115 total yards that defense did. And Severin had three interceptions, two of them that he returned for a touchdown. It was kind of a roller coaster week for Cedar Grove, Belgium. They found out they had to forfeit week one, but then came back and beat Ozaki in week two. Josh Weiss, their quarterback, threw for 285 yards and three touchdowns and a late two-point conversion as well. Some of the bigger individual performances of the week.
Well, looking forward to seeing who steps up tonight. It's week three, as we mentioned, starting to dive into those conference slates and getting into some of the big games throughout the state. Travis, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good.
Travis Wilson of WisSports.net. I'm Justin Ull. Thanks for joining us here on Wisconsin High School Football Weekly.
WisSports.net is your home for high school sports in the state of Wisconsin, with news, data, and information you won't find anywhere else. Whether you're a casual fan looking for basic information like scores, rosters, stats, and schedules, or you want to go more in-depth with expert analysis, recruiting news, and preview information, we've got you covered. You can also find state rankings, historical information, and past season data going back more than 10 years. WisSports.net, your number one source for high school sports in Wisconsin.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Wisconsin. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.